Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Now, you know this is the place to be if you want to hear from people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Dr. Sonia Murray. And Dr. Murray is the founder and CEO of Jump First, a growing organization that's committed to empowering others to learn, innovate, and execute through various educational programs and coaching services. Her vision for Jumpstart is to promote self-discovery and financial freedom. You know we're looking for that each and every day. Wow, wait a minute. Making a lasting impact on the world, leaving that legacy. You guys know I talk about that all the time. Dr. Murray has experience creating and developing courses for many organizations, including universities, training and educational programs, professional staffing firms, nonprofits, other businesses, and individual coaching clients. And we're going to talk about that as well. Additionally, Dr. Sonia Murray has been teaching with the Wilmington University since 2014 and serves on the Behavioral Science Administration of Human Services and Ad Hoc Human Trafficking Advisory Board. She earned her PhD in Human Services Administration in 2015, and her dissertation is entitled Alleviating Risk of Parental Incarceration Through Mentorship. Now, she is on target, and she has so much great information for us this evening. So welcome, Dr. Sonia, to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast.
Hey, Antoinette. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here to talk with you more about what it is that I do and hopefully get those listeners thinking about creating courses and all that good stuff.
And I'm glad that you led into that. So I'm like, again, I said, I am super excited to have her here. I know she wants to beat me around the legs with a wet noodle because I'm going to full disclosure. She and I met at a meeting where we're both members. You guys probably heard me talk about the Black Gold Business Club. And she has been helping others create their own courses. And it really, you know, tickled me, and I said, oh, I need to get with her because she's helping those create not only their courses, but turning it into a profitable business through the Jump First Academy. And she's been doing this for a minute. And I signed up and I was all gung-ho, and then life happened. So I can't speak to it. So I'm going to let her speak to it. I want her to tell you guys a little bit more about not only her and her journey, but the creation of Jump First Academy and how it can help you.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much for that awesome introduction too. That was great, by the way. I feel like I need to like have you with me when I go places for that awesome introduction.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But so Jump First, like, where do I even begin? My journey started quite some time ago. And I think that this happens to a lot of people where you kind of go through life experiences. And like you said, like, life continues to just keep happening, right? And before you know it, you kind of look back and you look at all of the things that you've been through, all of the things that you have survived and made it through. And it's one of those things that's kind of surreal. And, you know, thinking about where I wanted to be in life and exactly what it was that I wanted to do, and being and achieving each and every new level is kind of this surreal reality to be in. So where Jump First kind of started from, or where the idea came from, was I started taking a look back at all of my experiences, the things that I've been through, school, college, just life in general, work experiences, all of those things. And I found out that through my journey, a lot of the good things and the successes that have happened to me have been the result of me jumping. So walking out, stepping out on faith, and just kind of doing what it is that I want to do or what it was that I knew to do. And not really knowing that all of my experiences would kind of push me to where I am today. So I started back in 2005. My mom has a nonprofit organization called Unity at Heart. And I went to school for Human Services Administration. My background, as you stated, is Human Services Psychology and Women's Studies. I started as a biology major. I did 3.5 years as a biology major, and I got into a lab where we had to cut open baby sharks and worms and all sorts of stuff, and I realized that I did not like blood. So I had to switch majors real quick because I enjoyed like mixing chemicals together and all that sort of stuff because I'm a very curious person, but I just didn't like the feeling of blood. So I knew that my lifelong dream of becoming a pediatrician wasn't something that was going to be fulfilled at this point in my life. And I was okay with that. And I think that a lot of people, what my journey has taught me is that we kind of have to be open to new experiences and open to new dreams and new goals and being okay sometimes with the fact that maybe the original plan, the original goal that we set for ourselves isn't where it is that we're supposed to be. I think a lot of people hold on to lifelong goals and lifelong dreams, and sometimes, you know, those things expire. It depends on what's happening around you and what it is that you're good at. So I decided to start valuing my passion and valuing my expertise. Like I said, my mom has a nonprofit. So back in 2005, I was doing a bunch of youth retreats and community workshops and seminars and all of those things, leading all the way up to about 2014 is when I got my first teaching job at the university. So I then realized it wasn't until the teaching job as an adjunct when I realized that I love to teach. It's something that I've always loved to do, but I was never able to put it into words. So when I found that out, I started thinking about ways that I could use my experience to help other people. And that's where the idea of Jump First really came from. And the idea also of creating your own course. So it's super exciting to be able to do this. It has been a journey, but finally realizing my passion and finally realizing what it is that I love to do has kind of led me to here.
And I love how you talked about, you know, using the term jumping, you know, but again, we have a lot of life experience. You're very young. You still have a lot of life ahead of you, but there does come a point in your life that you say, is this what I really want to do? Or, is this something that I really should be doing? And although you may, like you said, you have dreams deferred or dreams that, you know, may not be, you know, a biology major for 3.5 years to quickly turn around. That's amazing, because I would have stuck it out for another half a year. I would have cut open that pig and said, boom, I'm done. But, you know, there are times that you do life and work experience and you have to jump. And I'm glad that, you know, you are talking about that, because a lot of people say, you know what, it's too late. I can't make that transition. And what do you say to people that say, you know what, I think it's too late. I don't want to transition to something else.
Man, I say that it's never too late. You know, it's the same concept that I teach to my students at the university, you know, who maybe are going through kind of like I did, and they figure even towards the end of their journey, their college journey, that, hey, this might not be for me. I teach it to kids too. You know, you don't know if you like something until you try it. When you start trying things and you start to find out that maybe you're not as passionate about it, or it's not something that you're really good at, it's okay and never ever too late to switch, you know, into something that you are going to enjoy, something that's truly going to fulfill you. We only have one life to live, you know, and I believe in maximizing every moment, every second, every minute. And if you're not doing what it is that you love, I think this was a Billy Joel quote, then you're wasting your time, you know? And I really believe that, like, you should be fulfilled in this one life that you get to live.
And that is so true. And one thing that I like, you know, like I said, what perked my ears up, you know, I consider myself an encore entrepreneur, which is anyone over the age of 50 that has decided to turn their passion into a profit, or turn that hobby into a jobby, you know, because they were outsourced resource or just plain laid off. So I know that, you know, residual income is not a catchphrase. And it's, again, especially for someone that's older, you know, I'm very proud to be 58. But I'm a realist. I'm not in this for 20, 30 years. So having residual income, leaving my legacy, I find that creating courses, online courses, is probably one of the best avenues in which to achieve that goal. Some people think it's hard, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm the type of person that's here, you know, Dr. Murray, do it. This is his thing for me, because I'm an educator by trade. I'm a professional speaker. I prefer to get up and talk to people. I don't like the back end stuff too much. But is it really hard? I mean, it's not, is it? It's just what you have to be motivated in which to do it. How would you tell someone, or how do you explain that to people that say, oh, this is just too hard for me to do?
I think that it really comes down to, Antoinette, having the right strategy and the right blueprint. I think a lot of people are looking for a blueprint. They're looking for something that's really going to take them from the idea that they have to where it is that they actually want to be. I think that all too often, especially living in this day and age, and I love the term encore entrepreneur, I'm going to have to probably use that.
Sure.
I love that. But I think that in this day and age, it really comes down to the things that we see in social media, you know, and the media in general is perpetuating this idea of grandness, if you will, like grand gestures. So people want the big houses, they want the fancy cars, they want all of the things that come with success, and that's great. But there are very few people that are showing other people how to achieve the same success that they have. And I think that's kind of what stops people from going forward in the course creation process. Is really not a hard process to follow. It's just that you have to have the right strategy. And like I said, unfortunately, there are so many people who are excelling, and it's so awesome, and we want to celebrate them as well. But it comes down to really being able to know, okay, what are the steps that I need to take to turn my idea into a profitable business or a profitable course? And the first real step to doing that is honestly using what it is that you already know. There's no need to go out and the first thing that people try to do when they do something new is they try to learn a new skill or learn a new trade. And with creating courses, what makes it so unique is that you don't have to learn something new. You can literally use what you already know from your 9-to-5, from your life experiences, your story, all of those things, in order to package it into something that's going to help more people and touch more people's lives.
Good. I like that, you know, because a lot of people think that they need to recreate the wheel. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Murray, because again, creating online courses does not have to be hard. And remember, it's what you know. Do what you know. Like, do you, boo-boo. Don't try to be, you know, the guru that you hear that's always touting other things. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue with Dr. Sonia Murray talking about Jump First Academy. Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. This is the place to be if you want to hear from people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing positive things in their communities. And today, my guest is Dr. Sonia Murray. She is the founder and CEO of Jump First, which is a growing organization committed to empowering others to learn, innovate, and execute through various educational programs and coaching services. Now, Dr. Murray, you have been an entrepreneur for a while. And before we get into any advice you can give to others, let's go back to what we were talking about before the break. Creating a course, trying not to make it difficult, trying not to make it hard. And the first thing you said is use what you already know.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. And I think because people, I think, overcomplicate it, you know, and again, it goes back to really understanding that you do not have to recreate the wheel or reinvent the wheel. You do not have to learn a new trade or learn a new skill. You really just have to focus on all of your life experiences, whether it be your 9-to-5 or your side hustle or, you know, just experiences that you've gone through that you know can help other people. I often tell people all the time about, you know, my hit and run accident that I was in, relationships that I stayed in too long. You know what I mean? All of those things that are life experiences that I think sometimes we as people in general, being human, we tend to want to overlook those things, especially things that have caused us pain or emotional suffering. But we really need to start drawing from all of our experiences, the happy times, the sad times, the angry times, all of those things, because you never know who is out there waiting for you to show up so that they can too. I say it all the time. And, you know, understanding and being able to communicate your experiences with other people really help people through tough situations. And I think that's the beauty of people helping people create their own courses and have their own platform so that they're able to share their experiences in a very unique way.
And I'm glad you said that, because your voice is very valuable, which is one of the reasons why I am enjoying podcasting and have been for almost 4 years now, because you never know, you know, who you can touch, who you can help, who you know, how you can transform someone's life with your voice. And so the same thing is true with creating a course, whether it's an audio course or a video course or even a written course. You are helping others, you know, reach their goals, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the name of the game. That is the name of the game, is I want to help as many people as I can to have their voice, like you said, and have the courage and the confidence to want to share their story with other people so that they in turn can pay it forward. Because I think that that's so important, especially in the society that we live in today. We got to start reaching out to other people and sharing our story, again, even if it comes from places of hurt, because other people are going through similar things and you just never know.
So true, so true. And I'm glad, you know, that you point that out, because again, we see what's going on. We don't have blinders on, and you would think that having social media, it would connect us in a positive way, but oftentimes it seems like it connects us in a negative way. And there are people out there that feel like no one understands their pain or, you know, not, it doesn't even have to be physical pain, mental pain, psychological pain, but they don't understand, you know, just the pain of not being able to do something, you know, and here they can, you know, there is someone out there that's creating courses. So for someone that's thinking about, okay, like you said, you went to college and you spent 3.5 years studying biology, but when it came time to cut the pig or open the shark or whatever it was, you said, this is not for me.
Exactly.
So we've got kids that are graduating, have graduated this fall. My son graduated in May. Okay. What could you say to them? You know, someone that's just getting out of college saying, you know what? I got that degree. I got this debt. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, man, all I can say really is like, I feel their pain, because that was almost me, seriously, you know. And even after college, like, it's a struggle to try to figure out, okay, now what do I do with this piece of paper now? You know, like, what do I do with my degree? How do I go forward? I gotta make money is the first thought, because I need to pay off this debt. My first piece of advice would be the same thing, right? No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, you have life experiences. You've been through things that no one else can tell your story the way that you tell it, right? So you're the only person who knows those things. So I would say, trust yourself. That's number one. Like, you gotta bet on yourself. You gotta trust yourself. You gotta trust what it is that you know, and you gotta have the confidence enough to be willing to share that. And I know that sometimes we stop ourselves by fear. And it can be all sorts of fear. There's fear of success, there's fear of failure, there's fear. People are afraid to be visible nowadays. Like we talked about, social media is doing more disconnecting than it is connecting. But the thing that I've realized in entrepreneurship and over this journey is that whenever I feel fear, I use it to move me forward. And the way that I do that is by taking immediate and massive action, is what I like to call it. So immediate action suppresses fear, because the longer you wait to do something, the more fear you're going to feel about doing it. Massive action, I say you got to take massive action if you're going to take immediate action, because you want massive results. So every little bit, every little step counts towards your progress. When you take the massive action, you get the massive return. So that would be my first piece of advice, is to just trust yourself, trust what it is that you already know, be confident. And then that last piece of advice is going to be to start by doing. So instead of theories like we learn in college, and this is what I learned from my undergraduate degree, is I learned a lot of theory, right? And it was time to put it into practice after I graduated. So start by doing it. Just jump out there. And just start doing it. The name of the business, Jump First. You got to just do it. Take the action.
I love that. And I'm fiercely taking notes here. So let me make sure I've got this right. Immediate action suppresses fear.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because you know, like I related to, I love to give analogies. It's the teacher in me that comes out. But I related to like skydiving. I've never skydived, but I've had friends who have done it. And the longer that they wait, I watch their videos, the more afraid they become. It's the same concept in everything that we do in life. The longer you wait to call a client, the longer you wait to submit your resume for that job interview, the longer you wait to prepare for anything in life, the harder it gets. So take the immediate action is always a key piece of advice.
All right. And then the second one was, take massive action to get massive return.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The more action you take, the more return you get on it.
And then the last one you said, just start by doing.
Yes, absolutely. One of my favorite quotes is by Mark Twain. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. You cannot make progress if you haven't started. So you gotta just start. Just jump.
Just jump. I love that attitude. So you, the people that are listening in, you know, now or later, you've just got to get started. You've got to jump first. And you know, we may say that with the invent of, or the, you know, so much social media, but that can be your helper. You know, it can help you get the information. Again, you don't need to recreate the wheel. You just need to expand upon it.
Absolutely. Exactly. I use social media. That social media is the biggest driver of sales for me and my business. So as much as it does disconnect us, there are positives to social media. So I really appreciate. Thank you, Instagram. I love it.
Well, everybody's on the gram now, on the gram, you know, because us old folks are on Facebook, and the millennials and Gen X and Gen Z, they left Facebook, but they'll be back. So they go to the gram. Oh yeah, they'll be back, because you know what? They're gonna get older too. They're gonna become a boomer. And so they're funny.
Don't put us there yet. Don't put us all there.
But you know something, and you know, let's talk about that for a minute, because you may be fleeting it, but if you're so say you're a caregiver for your parents, mm-hmm. or you know, an elderly or a boomer or a senior, when you're researching, you're gonna get information from sites on Facebook versus on the gram. What do you think?
I think so too. I think that Facebook, both Instagram and Facebook, in my opinion, have become quite educational. Facebook more so than Instagram, but I love Instagram because, like you said, all of the younger folks are on there, the folks that are, you know, we're moving into this digital age. So mm-hmm. there are so many jobs that haven't even been created yet. Like, we don't even know what's about to happen in these next few years, but job markets are starting to expand and all types of industries are starting to kind of surface, and we're starting to see a big boom in even the ones that are just recently surfacing. So we don't even know what kind of jobs are going to be available yet, but I know that in this digital age, you gotta be willing to go out on a limb and try things that you haven't tried before, even if it is social media. But make sure that you're using it the right way, you know, make it productive. Don't just be posting travel pics and food pics. If you're ready to start a business, you know, and you wanna start profiting from those things, I mean, I think that's key. It's a free tool. I use a lot of free tools in getting started, and I hate to see people who are kind of just going through the motion of being on Instagram or being on Facebook. Guys, it's a free tool that you can make money from. Mm-hmm. So and start that, thinking about, you know, these free tools out here and how we can use them to our advantage.
And that is so true. And you know, I do work with clients on setting up and managing their social media platforms. And it all is dependent upon the business and your goal. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook is used for one way. The gram is used for another way. You know, podcasting, which is used for everybody. I just tout that like crazy. This is the next, like, blogging, you know, I'm still blogging, but again, you know, how are you using it? And of course, you know, with Facebook and Instagram being cousins, they're going to kind of mesh together eventually, but more, one's more visual, you know, and, you know, quick, you know, almost like Twitter. Yes. But yeah, you know, there are so many opportunities. And like you said, yeah, it's going to be a different world. And it's not going to be in my world. And you know what, it's not even going to be in your world. It's going to be in your kids' world. Where we'll see where all this takes shape. But those are some great tips that you've given us. But I'm not gonna, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't let you. I would be remiss if I let you go if we didn't talk about some of the missteps. Because you know, with all the good, there is the bad. So, mm-hmm. you have any tips for others that they should avoid? You know, again, I'm gonna come back to that 3.5 year biology thing, girl. I don't know how you did that and then turned around. I would have like, what?
Well, you know what? I had so many credits. I was doing women's studies credits and psychology credits at the same time, and I did some Black American studies credits as well.
Okay.
Enough credits to kind of switch over to the women's studies and psychology, and it fell right in line with what I ended up doing with human services. So I love it. I love how everything kind of takes shape as we look back at our life. Like, when we're in it, it's all chaos, but when mm-hmm. we look back on it, you know, it amounts to where it is that we are, and I wouldn't change any of it.
Awesome. So what kind of tips or anything you can leave us with, somebody that, you know, say, you know what, I'm going to do this, but this is how I'm going to do it. And you can say, oh, nope, stop, back it up. You know, take a step, take a breath. Don't do this, because this, you know, this will happen. So we, you know, we don't want to give away all the good stuff, because we want people to come and work with you. But are there any missteps that you would want to say, hey, you just might want to avoid that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggies that I see is people who come to me and they have been stuck in content creation. I call it the content creation cave for 2 years. I've seen 3 years. I've seen 6 months. I mean, people just kind of get stuck creating the content for their course. And the first step is not content. So if you are creating content right now for your course, stop creating your content. You really want to start with making sure that your topic, the thing that you're going to focus on teaching to others, and make sure that it's something that you already know, right? The thing that you're going to start teaching to others, make sure that topic is fun, but that it's also going to sell. Right? Because you don't want to get stuck creating content for free when you can be getting paid to create your content. A lot of the folks who come into CYOC, the method that I teach is kind of a backwards way. So we're not focused on content first, we're focused on enrolling students, because I firmly believe that the things that you love to do, your passion, your experiences, your purpose, we should be getting paid for that, right? For being fulfilled. You don't have to do those things for free just because it's something that you enjoy. And I think for a lot of people, when I say that, the light bulb goes off. They're like, wait a minute, yeah, I've been given advice advice and I've been doing these things because I enjoy doing it. But guys, you can get paid to do that. So the first step is to enroll students first. We're not creating content first at all. We want to be paid to create our content. The second tip, again, I have to reiterate it, is to use what it is that you already know. Start valuing your passion. VYP is what I call it inside of the course. Valuing your passion and really understanding what your experiences have been, what your accomplishments are. And we dive more into that inside of CYOC, Create Your Own Course. And then the third step would be, do not buy expensive software and equipment. That's something that I see people do all the time. And you don't need platforms, not even course hosting platforms like Teachable, Kajabi, ClickFunnels are some of the major ones that I see people using all the time. You don't need those things in order to get started. You don't need a website. You don't need any expensive software or technology to do this. You can get started using what you already know, and you can get started using free and low-cost tools. And I go more in-depth into that inside of CYOC, Create Your Own Course.
Awesome. So those are great, because again, I know a lot of people are buying into these courses and buying this and buying that, and it can get expensive, and then you have nothing to show for it because you can't get anybody enrolled in or buy your package. It's like, okay, I just spent, all this money, all this time, had this design, went here, went there, set this up, did that, and now I can't even sell it.
Yep, and that was me getting started. I was focused on the wrong things that were not generating me income. And I had to switch my mindset. I was focused on setting up my website and, creating my e-business cards and all those things that weren't generating me money at all. So I had to shift focus, and I had to say, hey, like, I need people to want this course. Once I know that people want this course, then I'll go ahead and finish creating it and styling it, because you don't have a choice at that point, right? Once you know somebody is coming into your course and they're enrolled and they're excited about it, you got to get it created. So use that as motivation to get it done. But yeah, that's the first thing I tell people coming in. Forget everything you think you know about course creation. Forget about creating your content and curriculum. That is the no-brainer part. That's the stuff you already know. We got to focus on enrolling students first to make sure that you're going to get paid for your expertise and for your passion, and that people actually are going to enjoy the course when they come on in.
Right. And I know that's what you said to me. And you said, if you don't stop doing that, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do it. So we're going to definitely get back together, because I got the content, right?
Yep, absolutely.
I got all the content. Now I need, I got to get it sold. But let's take a quick break right now. And then when we come back, we'll have an opportunity to get more information on how we can connect with you and, get people to enroll in Jump First Academy. And so we'll be right back.
Love it.
Hey, this is Maria Hester, CEO of Tech Trees LLC. Tune in to the Moxie Marketer podcast on Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I'll empower you with the practical tips and tricks to make your business soar on any budget. Every month, I'll be giving away free marketing tools like a press release, a logo, or even a mobile app for your business. Text Moxie, M-O-X-I-E, to 31996 for more special tips and offers, or contact me directly at maria@techtreats.solutions. See you there.
Welcome back, guys, to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. Now, this is the place to be if you want to hear from people who are in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And I told you, I'm going to go live on some of these podcasts when I, get my little studio set up. But right now, it's just going to be audio. But if you've checked out my Tech Talk Tuesday podcast, I talked about some reasons why you should go live so people can see the face behind the voice. So, Dr. Murray, you have given us some great information. Thank you so very much. She is not only the founder and CEO of Jump First, a growing organization that's committed to empowering others to learn, innovate, and execute through various educational programs and coaching services. She is chock full of knowledge, and she is someone that you need to connect with if you're thinking about, hey, I need to do this. I need to get my course out there. I need to know, you know, step by step. I'm ready to jump first. So Dr. Sonia, please give us your website, your email address, any telephone numbers, URLs, any place that you want people to go so they can learn more and perhaps even enroll, you know, in Jump First Academy, which I need to get my butt back in gear. But I'll do that when I move. You know, I'm not going to say nothing, but you tell what everybody else, because I know how to get you, girl. I know where to find you.
Yes, you do. I love it. So, guys, you can find me on every social media platform. I am very particular about Instagram and Facebook is where you can find me hanging out the most. You can get a lot of tips, a lot of freebies. If you go check me out on Instagram, it's at jumpfirst.org. So it's jumpfirst.org. At jumpfirst.org. There you'll be able to sign up for any one of my upcoming live workshops. You'll also be able to check out a lot of the tips and tricks and behind the scenes that I show for creating your own course on the Instagram, but we also have a YouTube page as well that you'll be able to link to from the Instagram page. And then if you want to schedule a free strategy session with me to find out more about how you can really get this done, you'll also find the link for doing that right on the Instagram page as well. Again, it's at jumpfirst.org. You can also go to the website. It's jumpfirst.org.
That is great. I'm going to start. I think I am. I thought I was following you on the gram. I got to check you out on the gram because I know, again, we had conversations. And you know what? She gives a lot of good information, but you got to be an early bird. And you guys know I don't like getting up early in the morning. Oh, gosh, no, I don't. But I did it for her. And that's another reason why I stopped. Okay, true confession time, don't judge. But you know, until I moved into my office, you know, we're like living in this big dorm room. Like, and so I'm up early and everybody else asleep. So I'm like, I gotta be quiet. I can't be, you know, I heard you. I'm like, oh God. So
so when you get in the big house, right? You
got your right. No, when I get my office back, I don't care about it's a little house, but when I get my office with the door closed on a different floor, then I can, you know, then I'm comfortable because it is
rude.
You know, that's rude. You know, you in there, yeah, and everybody else asleep. You know, now getting up going to work every morning. But you know, so that was another reason why I stopped. And I need to be able to concentrate because, you know, when you're trying to listen and then trying not to disturb anybody, you're like, okay, I got to, you know, hurry up and do this. But she does have these great sessions early morning to get you started, get you motivated. And it's great, you know. Again, I'm not an early bird. I never was. I never will be. And you know what bothers me? This is my pet peeve. I'm going to be honest with you. My pet peeve are those gurus, quote and unquote gurus, say you got to get up early. And you got to do this. No, I'm 58 years old. I ain't getting up early. Why I'm getting up early? I got up early for some ideas, the kids, and all. Nah, I'm done. Yes. I ain't getting up at no 5 o'clock in the morning. That's it.
You sound just like my mom. My mom says the same thing. She's like, I am retired and I am chilling. But I love it. A lot of people talk about the waking up really early. I think that whatever time you wake up, as long as you make your day productive, as long as you fit in certain things. Now, for the purposes of what I do and the structure of my program, I love getting up at 5 a.m. because it's just something about the peace and quiet, you know, in the morning time when no one else is around and you're not getting 1,000 emails and 1,000 phone calls and just being able to really focus on like my own personal development. I really like that. And I like to extend that to, like you said, during my morning calls, the morning motivation calls happen Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Eastern time. If you're interested, you can also find out more information by visiting us on Instagram, or you can send an email to hello@jumpfirst.org.
And that's why I'm glad I'm not videoing this podcast, because while you was talking about that, I was shaking my head. No, I ain't getting up. Nah. You can get up all your peace and quiet all you want. I ain't getting up early for nothing. You know what? It's funny because I get up early for on vacation.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But not on the regular. No, I'm like my grandma. My grandma was, oh God bless her soul. She lived to be 98 and she was a sleepyhead. Wow. And she was like, don't even come in my room before 8 o'clock because there is no need. I went through my whole life getting up early, going out, doing this, doing that. uh-uh, I'm sleeping in. So like right. your mother, why? You know, why? Now, I'll stay up late. Now, if you want to have a call at 12:30 midnight, you know, 12:30 a.m., I'm ready. Let's do it.
I know, but, right? I would probably have thousands of folks on the call because everybody I know is up at 12 a.m. and I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, so you should think about that. You should think about doing, flipping the early ones to like an evening one and, you know, at night. So
yeah, that's an interesting concept. I'll have to consider it for sure.
That's probably when the best time you had a webinars. Come on, join us at midnight. That'd be like, you'd probably be packed.
For sure.
Thank you so very much, Dr. So, you know, this was great. You know, I love having you here. You know, it was a great conversation and opportunity to talk about, again, what you're doing is amazing. I applaud you. And, you know, people, you need to definitely check her out again on the gram. She's jumpfirst.org. You can go to jumpfirst.org on her website and, you know, just check it out because she's doing some great things. And if you're interested in any of her offerings or, you know, programs, you know, I will say yes. I'll give you my stamp of approval. It's not one of those, you know, gurus out there just trying to get your money, just like, la, 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 yeah, whatever, whatever. Because I've seen them and I'm like, really?
Yep.
Like, I can do better than that, right?
Yeah.
So, yep. So she's the real deal.
I appreciate that.
Yo, you're quite welcome. Before I let you go, is there any last words you want to leave to listeners?
Guys, I just want to move forward. The mission and the vision for Jump First is to educate, empower, and execute. And I'm hoping that before I leave this earth, that is the legacy that I wish to leave so that this work continues because it's so, so necessary. Thank you so much, Antoinette, for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm wishing everybody out there much peace, love, and success.
Yes, and we wish you as well. Have, you know, continue on. God blessing you, your mission, and your vision. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you guys for listening to today's Out and About with Antoinette, the Delaware Blogger Podcast, because each week I am so super psyched. I love bringing people in, you know, to talk about, you know, what they're doing in their communities. Positivity is what I love doing. And like Dr. Sonia said, our legacy, what legacy are we leaving? So if you'd like to be a guest here on Out and About, I've changed the names. So I got to remember this. If you want to be a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette, the Delaware Blogger Podcast, please send an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com. Don't forget, find and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. You use that hashtag Delaware Blogger, I'll pop up all over the place. And while you're over there, subscribe to my blog, www.delblogger.com. So again, thank you all for listening. Please share this podcast link with your circle of family and friends. And until the next time, stay safe, stay smart, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.